Okay, this presentation will be on cravings. So as you know, cravings derail our best intentions to maintain good eating habits. I'll discuss what causes us to get cravings, such as stress, boredom, low blood sugar, and nutritional famine. I'll discuss how cravings can become a cycle of habits, how trying to fight cravings can make matters worse, and how to deal with and prevent cravings. So stress and cravings. There will be a presentation dedicated to stress and how it affects weight gain. But in brief, our bodies are built for survival. This dates back to times when we were living outdoors and hunting and gathering food. In times when food was scarce, we would need to survive on only small amounts of food, and our bodies would become very good at conserving energy and storing fat. Our bodies, however, still have this inbuilt survival mechanism. So chronic stress over time can lead to higher than normal amounts of our stress hormone called cortisol being released. So cortisol sends signals to the body that food is scarce. It tells our body to store fat, break down muscle for energy, and slow our metabolism and crave sweet and fatty foods. This type of environment can result in very fast weight gain. So stress can be physical, chemical, or emotional. When we are under stress, chemical reactions can start in your body that make your body think that there is a shortage of food. The majority of time, whatever stress we are facing isn't life-threatening. Our bodies are just interpreting the stress as life-threatening. What makes matters worse is that we have an endless, inexpensive supply of the foods that we are craving. So cravings from stress can become part of a cycle involving a cue, a routine, and a reward. So a common stress craving cycle can be as follows. So you're at work and you feel stressed, which is the cue. The routine is that you eat chocolate or something else bad, and the reward is that you feel better. The end result being that a large amount of processed energy is consumed, you get a sharp blood sugar and insulin spike, and we get all this excess energy which is not required and then stored as fat. So how can we address or break the stress craving cycle? So firstly, you need to look at the cue or the cause of the stress first. If the cue can't be changed, then change the routine. So instead of looking for food to make you feel better, the new routine could be going for a walk, having a drink of water, and gathering your thoughts. The reward then is that you feel better. So by changing the routine, we can potentially overcome the craving for bad food. So eating due to boredom. When we get cravings due to boredom, are we really hungry, or is it just a habit that we have fallen into? So the cue in this case is that you feel bored. The habit is that you look for food to provide excitement, and you find and eat whatever it is closest to you. The reward is that your boredom is then eliminated. So what you are really craving is an activity to eliminate your boredom, not actually food. So again, we need to look at changing the routine. So going for a walk, reading a book, or watching TV. You can prevent boredom by planning different activities in advance. Another measure is to not keep tempting foods in the house. So if you're the type of person who is easily tempted if sweet or fatty foods are in the house, simply not having those foods close to you, such as in your fridge or at work, can help. People often purchase processed sweet or fatty foods simply out of habit, even if they aren't craving these types of foods. There's an old saying that you'll eat whatever it is closest to you. So if it's accessible, eventually you will eat it. So cravings due to low blood sugar. So symptoms of low blood sugar can be feeling faint, cranky, tired, and craving sweet foods. So why does our blood sugar drop and result in cravings? So blood sugar can drop as a result of missing a meal, exercising for too long, not consuming the right nutrients before and after a training session, or not including the right nutrients at your last meal. Blood sugar can also fall quickly after consuming an energy-dense, sugary meal. In order to raise blood sugar levels back up again, your body starts to crave energy, dense or sweet foods. This can start a cycle whereby your blood sugar drops, you eat a high-carb or high-fat meal, blood sugar quickly rises, then quickly falls. You eat again and the cycle continues. As a result, your blood sugar levels are rising and so are your insulin levels. So again, this is perfect for fat storage. Nutritional famine. So symptoms of nutritional famine are that you're constantly hungry, even after you have eaten a big meal, craving sweet food, tiredness after a meal, or lacking energy in general. This can result in a constant cycle that is difficult to break. So what causes a nutritional famine? Dieting or calorie restriction, including the wrong type of foods with each meal or not having enough of the right type of nutrients with each meal. And as a result, your body is constantly craving more food in order to get the nutrients it really needs. So you end up never really feeling full from a meal and can be constantly hungry. So if your body is starving for proper nutrients, you will crave more food until you get enough nutrients your body is lacking. The problem is you may consume a huge amount of excess calories or dead calories in the process. Your body literally thinks it is starving, yet we have access to unlimited food. So dealing with cravings from low blood sugar levels or nutritional famine. So in this case, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Include the right nutrients with each meal. So eat consistently every few hours and include a variety of plant food, protein and omega-3 fat. Also include plenty of leafy green vegetables. So the bitterness of green leafy vegetables makes sugar and sweet food taste sickly sweet. Over time, this will help reduce cravings for sweet foods. As I said, include protein and omega-3 fat with each meal as this provides slow-release energy that will maintain your energy levels. Also take measures to improve your gut bacteria. This will be discussed further in the seminar on digestion. So what if everything else fails? So sometimes you'll still crave whatever it is that you're craving despite your best efforts. The key is in this situation, don't deprive yourself, as this can mimic a famine response and make things worse. The result will be like holding a volleyball underwater. When you let it go, you can't control it. And the end result will be that you'll end up having a big binge. So if you've tried all of the measures I've mentioned, then as a last resort, try this. Have a small portion of what it is that you're really craving, but include a good source of protein, plant food, and omega-3 fat. That way, you're giving your body all the nutrients it really needs, however you aren't depriving yourself and constantly thinking about what it is that you're craving. So there are going to be times also when we can't have all the correct nutrients we need. So you also should still be able to enjoy the foods that you really like. So make these meals exceptions, such as occasions when you're eating out with friends. So knowing that if you include the right nutrients with each meal, 95% of the time, this will then leave you a couple of times a week when you can relax your eating habits. You can plan these occasions into your week and look forward to them. Over time, when you are consistently eating the right nutrients with each meal, cravings for the wrong type of foods reduce, and you start to naturally crave more nutritious foods.